Can I ask, Brad, I think maybe he was going to add?
So I think most folks in this room will probably appreciate that fishing is one of those historic and important activities that take place on the water now. And we're obviously fearful of a new industry coming in and stepping on top of us and saying we can't go fishing there anymore, and they're going to take over the whole offshore area and displace us. And I think it's up to us as industry participants to work to try to stop that from happening. And by staying engaged in the process right from the beginning and offering our institutional knowledge that we have as industry participants, years and years, generations of knowledge of what goes on in the ocean, that information needs to be fed into the process. At this point, through your state agencies and into the federal process. If that information is accurate and sincere and put together in a good way, presented to the folks that make the decisions properly, then there's going to be areas that will be removed from consideration for development because of that historic fishery that's taking place there. If there's one thing that I can say coming here to you folks is to stay engaged in that process right from the beginning. It's frustrating, it's long, it takes a lot of your time, but there's nobody better to offer that advice to the folks that need to make a decision than the people that are actually on the water. And there are ways to get that voice across. It may not seem as important as you'd like it to be, but there are tools that you can use, mostly dealing with your state agencies and having them on your behalf pass word forward to the federal agencies. I just think that that's the best way to protect as much of our space as we can and try to work out collaborative and cooperative agreements so that maybe two things can happen at the same time.